good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 59 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Arlo Barnett.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
I know a lot of people look at the safety aspect of it, but in reality, it takes down property values all around that pipeline.
County Attorney Cecil Watkins says Rowan County might have recourse against a pipeline repurposing project that would transport dangerous liquids through a subdivision.
The Kentucky House has passed a bill that makes significant changes to the workers' compensation system.
And MSU is hosting a 5K run this Saturday with proceeds going to students in need.
In sports, Louisville men's basketball may have a new head coach.
Bud Luke brings us the stocks.
Heavy rain tonight with a low of 56 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
An Elliott County man is dead following a single vehicle crash this morning. Coroner John Northcutt says 44-year-old Anthony Adkins crashed his car just after 10 a.m. while driving on Brown Ridge Road in Rowan County.
It appeared that he came out of a curve, lost control of his vehicle, went across the roadway, across a ditch line, and then struck a tree.
Northcutt says there were no signs of intoxication. He thinks rainy conditions likely contributed to the crash.
A Paintsville woman has been arrested on assault charges following a family dispute. EKB News reports 30-year-old Danica Skeens was apprehended by Johnson County Sheriff's deputies Monday. Family members allege Skeens had fought with her 62-year-old mother and kicked her 4-year-old son. Police were told Skeens had recently used the drug known as Flaca. Skeens is charged with fourth-degree assault, public intoxication, fleeing and evading police, and violating an emergency protection order. She is lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
A pipeline repurposing project that would carry volatile natural gas liquids through Rowan County could be stopped by a new ordinance. That's according to County Attorney Cecil Watkins. Kinder Morgan's Tennessee Gas Pipeline is looking to repurpose its existing lines to transport the byproducts of natural gas extraction from Pennsylvania to Texas. The plan includes an 18-mile stretch in Rowan County, which has caused community members to speak out about the possible health and safety risks of the project. Last week, Watkins approached Rowan Fiscal Court about subdivision regulations that would require 50-foot setbacks for hazardous liquid pipelines from residential, commercial, and industrial buildings. He was inspired by Madison County, which passed the ordinance in 2016.
This was my idea when it comes to subdivision regulations, and I ran it by an MSU professor by the name of Sue Talashay, and she ran it by a council, Tom Fitzgerald, that's helping Kentucky's for the Commonwealth, and that's ultimately how we came to this spot.
Watkins says if Rowan County adopts the regulations, the location of subdivisions on Rice Road could potentially halt the progress of the pipeline. Fiscal Court will discuss the ordinance at its next meeting on April 19th.
While Moorhead officials continue to talk with a handful of companies about possibly building a downtown hotel, they're also committed to a future redevelopment of that part of the city. Tony Pence is the executive director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated. Pence says that's a complex issue, especially when you factor in the $20 million of development that needs to happen to qualify builders for the state tax breaks they would receive from the downtown's newly designated tax increment financing district.
We need new retail space, we need the hotel, we need parking facility, and there's infrastructure needs that we have downtown also that we're going to have to deal with, like storm sewer drainage and that kind of thing. And those things qualify as TIF guidelines as well. So it's a puzzle we're putting together.
And Pence says putting that puzzle together will take time. A Louisville architectural firm is also working to develop ways to help Moorhead upgrade its downtown area.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is giving Rowan County about $130,000 in discretionary road aid. Judge Executive Walter Blevin says the fiscal court recently received notification that the county had been awarded the cash. It had applied for it last fall. While Blevin says that money will help Rowan fix some of its roads, the $130,000 is well short of what the county once got when both he and State Representative Rocky Adkins represented the Moorhead area in the legislature.
We were able to get discretionary dollars of $200,000 to $300,000, and on top of the flex dollars that we receive. We've seen a decrease in flex dollars, Usually we're getting close to $250,000 to $300,000 in flex funds, and now we're getting barely over $200,000 in flex funds.
Blevins says without the county's decision to increase its payroll tax by 0.5% in 2016, Rouen would have trouble keeping up with its road repairs.
Fleming County business and residents are participating in a program to promote physical activity. The Stepping Out Walking Program is a competition to see who can walk the most steps throughout the workday. Participants are divided into teams, and weekly prizes are offered as an incentive. Donna Fryman is a Fleming County Family and Consumer Sciences Extension agent. She says that oftentimes working people don't take care of themselves the way they should.
As employees, we don't take enough time for ourselves. We encourage folks to get out and do some extra activities with their children or their family after work, just so that they can build up their heart. Some folks even might lose some weight. They might get off some medication, but it's just good overall.
There's no cost for a team to sign up for the program, which runs April 2nd through May 13th.
Augusta Independent raised funds to purchase more defibrillators for the school. WMKY's Brian Courtney has more.
An automated external defibrillator is a device that functions like a regular defibrillator, but is lightweight and portable. According to the Maysville Ledger Independent and school health nurse Luann Perkins, a quarter auction was held earlier this month. There, two AEDs were donated to Augusta for use by sports teams when traveling to away games. The school district has two AEDs, but is hesitant to remove them from the building. Along with proceeds from the auction, the school raised almost $6,000. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Brian Courtney.
Morehead State University will be hosting a 5K this Saturday, and all proceeds will go to Rouen County Middle School's Project Extend. The nonprofit organization sends non-perishable foods to the homes of students in need. Spread-searching the event is Galena Klein, who is the Associate Director of Payroll Operations at MSU. She says the food situation for some children is serious.
The circumstances are all over the place, whether it be, and drugs are bad in our area. Some kids live with grandparents. Some kids, are raising theirself. And this is just to help those.
Registration is $10 the day of the event at the Academic Athletic Center parking lot. The race is planned to begin at 9:30 a.m.
The Morehead Rouen County Chamber of Commerce Leadership Academy unveiled its annual project last week. Rouen 365 is a grant program which asks people who are 40 years old or younger to commit to donating $1 each day. Those who donate gather once a year to vote on how that money will be distributed. Leadership Academy spokesperson Shayla Ring says focusing on the under 40 demographic was intentional.
A lot of people who are over 40 or who are retired are working in organizations already, are already volunteering, have already been giving. This is a way for a younger demographic to be involved in their community and kind of enhance what their community has and also give kind of a new perspective. How do we want to shape our future?
The Leadership Academy was able to collect pledges from more than 30 people at its kickoff event, raising more than $10,000 to begin the program. And we'll have more on the Leadership Academy in our feature segment.
A House bill that targets gang violence recruiting passed the Senate Judiciary Committee today. If passed, HB 169 will stiffen penalties for gang activity and recruitment. The bill also changes how gangs and gang activity are defined and identified, reducing the number of people considered to be a criminal gang syndicate from 5 to 3 or more. Senator Robin Webb passed her vote, saying the majority policy change should not be passed without an accurate fiscal impact statement.
The definition scares me. The ability to identify scares me. There's not enough safeguards, protections, or definitional standards for this legislation to truly not be somewhat arbitrary in its application.
Opponents of the bill say it unfairly targets minorities and will make it more difficult for youths to avoid a life of crime if it passes. HB 169 now heads to the full Senate for consideration.
Kentucky lawmakers have wrapped up work on a bill that makes the biggest changes to the workers' compensation system in more than 20 years. The measure cleared the House on a 55-39 vote and now goes to Governor Matt Bevin. The legislation is backed by business groups but opposed by organized labor. A key part of the bill would put time limits on benefits for some injured workers. The proposed 15-year benefit cap from the date of injury would apply to certain workers filing claims for permanent partial disability because of on-the-job injuries. Many of those workers eventually return to the labor force. Currently, they are entitled to medical benefits for the duration of the disability. The bill would allow those injured workers to make recertification filings that, if approved, would let them continue receiving Medicaid benefits.
Pension reform may be on the ropes in Frankfort, but teachers and state workers say they intend to keep the pressure on as long as state lawmakers are in session. The GOP-led effort to overhaul the state pension system is on life support, according to Senate Bill 1 sponsor Joe Bowen. Tuesday, red-shirted demonstrators lined the frequently traveled tunnel between the Capitol and the Capitol Annex, serenading passing lawmakers. Lawmakers have just 4 official work days remaining in the 60-day budget session. Senate leaders announced that day 57 will be moved to Thursday, while committee meetings and discussions continue Wednesday.
The Kentucky Education Association is making it easier for teachers to reach out to their elected officials. KEA recently launched a state legislative action center on its website. The tool allows a simple search and contact information for state and national leaders. KEA Coordinated School Health Director Jamie Sparks says the level of activism during this regular session in Frankfort sets a new precedent.
More people that participate in being a part of that voice and letting your elected official know where you stand, I think that's really important. So the easier the tools we use to allow that to happen, I think the greater our impact.
Sparks says within a minute of finding the tool, users will be able to share thoughts and concerns with lawmakers. We'll be right back with weather and our feature story after this quick break.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the airport, parks and recreation, economic development council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Taking a look at this week's weather forecast, tonight we can see some rainfall accumulating to about half an inch, lows around 55 degrees. Tomorrow morning, some showers, expecting an inch of precipitation and a high near 66. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of rain with some light winds, lows near 43 degrees. Friday morning, it'll be cloudy and a 50% chance of rain, highs of 51. Friday night, it'll be calm and partly cloudy skies, lows around 34. Saturday, it'll be a sunny morning with periods of rain in the afternoon, high of 62 and low of 38. Current temperatures are 61 degrees in Ashland, 59 degrees in Flemingsburg, 59 degrees in Winchester, 60 degrees in Lexington, 59 degrees in Inez, and 58 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
Good afternoon. It is 4:43, and you're listening to Mountain Edition on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm Arlo Barnett here with Cody Robinson, and we're glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. On our feature segment, as you heard earlier, the Morehead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce Leadership Academy unveiled its annual project last week. WMKY's Leanne Akers took a deeper look.
The Leadership Academy worked with the Young Professionals Association to create a program to impact the community. Rowan 365 was launched last week. The grant program asks people who are 40 years old or younger to commit to donating $1 each day. Leadership spokesperson Shayla Ring says those who donate will distribute the money.
All of the money would stay in Rowan County, and everyone who contributes that $365 per year has a vote on where the money is allocated. So a steering committee is created to kind of put out notifications that there are grants available to the community. And that steering committee will also kind of gauge which ones should be passed on to the greater voting body.
Ring says all those individuals will gather yearly to decide how the funds will be distributed. Nonprofits and organizations who are applying for the grants will make presentations during the event.
And then everyone votes, and that organization that applied for a grant walks away knowing that they will have this money that evening.
But Ring says the program also has a second tier for giving. Half of the funds donated will be put into an endowment.
A portion of the money, it's like split 50-50. So whatever, say I contribute $365, half of that will go into an endowment to continue to grow so that we are able to give grants for many, many years to come.
The program is an extension of the Bluegrass Community Foundation. The Young Professionals Association will guide the program in the coming years, but the Leadership Academy wanted to make sure they could create a successful kickoff event. Ring says the group invited many people who could help pass the word throughout the community, as well as some new faces.
People who have never been involved, who are very young and starting out, who are just graduating college and want to plug in, because the great thing with Round 365 is you can give as much time to it as you want, or you can just make your contribution and be a part of voting on where the grants go. So either way, you're making a rippling effect of positive for our community.
Ring says focusing on the under 40 demographic was intentional.
A lot of people who are over 40 or who are retired are working in organizations already, are already volunteering, have already been giving. This is a way for a younger demographic to be involved in their community and kind of enhance what their community has and also give kind of a new perspective. How do we want to shape our future?
The group was able to sign up more than 30 individuals at the launch, raising more than $10,000 in a single day. For more information on the Rowan 365 Giving Initiative, contact the Moorhead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce Director, Tracy Williams. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
And the time is 4:46. You're still listening to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up at 5, it's 2 hours of All Things Considered from National Public Radio. Tilden Johnson has a view of the sports world in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Moorhead, announcing that the Round County Community Fund is now accepting proposals for projects that contribute to the improvement of Moorhead in the Round County community. To be eligible, applicants must be 501c3 tax-exempt charitable organizations, local governments, school districts, or programs sponsored by one of these organizations. Applications must be received by April 13th. More information at 859-225-3343.
The Cardinals might have a full-time leader. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Louisville men's basketball Cardinals may have landed a full-time head coach, although no contract has yet been signed, and the school says that all reports of a new head coach are premature. An anonymous source has told the Associated Press that Xavier's Chris Mack is the one picked for the job. Mack led Xavier to a 29-6 record last season and was 215-97 in his 9 seasons with the Musketeers. Mack took them to the Elite Eight, 8 of those 9 seasons, counting last year. This news comes after last week's letting go of Cardinals interim coach David Padgett. The Louisville women's basketball team continues to prepare for Final Four action. The 36-2 Cardinals will face Mississippi State on Friday at 7 o'clock in Columbus, Ohio. Coach Jeff Waltz says one thing that's made his team so good is the work ethic of his players.
You know, you've got some players that are a little timid at times to put in that extra work, because then if it doesn't pay off, it's like, God, why'd I do all that? But I tell them all the time, you know, if you're afraid to fail, you'll never get to where you want to get. And they've put the time in, they've worked on their games, and it's just been a remarkable season to this point.
The winner of the UofL Mississippi State game will face either UConn or Notre Dame in the women's NCAA tournament championship game. Major League Baseball's 2018 season starts tomorrow. The Cincinnati Reds will open up by hosting Washington at 4:10 at the Great American Ballpark. Manager Brian Price is heading into his 5th season at the helm of the Reds, and he's optimistic about their chances of becoming much better this year.
I think we have a really nice starting group of position players. We've added some depth to the bullpen to kind of help Iglesias and Peralta finish off games with Jared Hughes and David Hernandez. And we look to start the season with Bailey, DeSclafani, and Finnegan all healthy, potentially pitching out of the rotation, and with Castillo, Romano, Stevenson, Malley, Garrett, Reed, all these guys that we feel are ready to kind of bust out.
The Reds will send Homer Bailey to the mound on opening day. The Nationals will counter with ace Max Scherzer. The Morehead State baseball team starts a three-game series at Kansas tomorrow. They're hitting the road on the heels of a come-from-behind 9-8 win at home Tuesday night against Ohio. Freshman Bryce Hensor's RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning gave Coach Mike McGuire's Eagles a win that he says they had to have.
Yeah, we did. It's been a tough week. You know, obviously losing 2 out of 3 this weekend, losing another key player to injury, just things like that. Just from a morale standpoint, it was a win we needed.
The Eagles lost starting second baseman Eli Bogus to a broken hand earlier this week. He'll be out for several weeks. Morehead State football coach Rob Tenure has some goals and objectives he wants his team to meet during this year's spring practices. In looking to bounce back from last fall's 4-7 finish, Tenure promises the coaching staff will make some changes over the next few weeks.
You try to utilize your personnel the best way possible, and that's what we're focused on as a staff this spring, is just putting our players in a position to be successful. We're going to do some things differently, obviously, on both sides of the football, and not real different, but different. There'll be some terminology differences, and you know, there's some position moves and things like that.
The MSU football team will culminate its spring drills with its annual blue-white inter-squad game on April 21st. This spring's battle to determine who will start at quarterback for the Kentucky football team continues. Sophomore Gunnar Hoke and JUCO transfer Terry Wilson are the lead contenders for the role, with redshirt freshman Danny Clark and Walker Wood also in the mix. UK's quarterbacks coach Darren Henshaw is confident the Cats will be fine at that spot.
I know how to get them ready to go play in September. We're at where we need to be right now. I really think they're working their butts off. I'm very excited about how good we can be at quarterback. I think we can be very, very good at quarterback.
UK is searching for a replacement for 2-year starting quarterback Steven Johnson, who's graduating. Louisville's into the second week of its spring practices. Coach Bobby Petrino has been pleased with the progress he's seen from his Cardinals so far.
Defensively, we're starting to get to know the package, and obviously today was a good day because you go back and reteach a lot of things from last week. Added a little bit, but not too much, so we could hit on corrections and things from the live work that we had on Saturday. You know, offensively, I like where our offensive line's at.
The biggest spring question mark for the Cardinals is at quarterback, where sophomore Juwan Pass is replacing Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson, who's leaving for the NFL. As busy NFL meetings near their conclusion today, team owners passed 2 more rule changes and approved several procedural bylaw alterations. Most noteworthy, the league eliminated the requirement that a team that scores a winning touchdown at the end of regulation kick the extra point or go for a 2-point conversion. Also, they are working on strengthening the league's helmet targeting rules, stating that there were as many as 10 plays last season that would have ended in ejections. Team owners also unanimously voted for a simpler catch rule. And lastly in sports, famed NASCAR and IndyCar driver Danica Patrick returned to Indianapolis Motor Speedway this week, expecting to drive an IndyCar for the first time since 2011 for a final season. Weather prevented her from turning any laps, but she was able to debut her number 13 Ed Carpenter racing machine. Patrick left the IndyCar series after the 2011 finale for a full-time move to NASCAR that lasted until her retirement last season. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Beach Volleyball welcomes Austin Peay for 2 matches on Monday, and baseball hosts Marshall at 5 p.m. next Tuesday. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks alternated between gains and losses as tech struggled to bounce back from steep losses seen in the previous session. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 9.29 at 23,848.42. The S&P 500 was down 7.62 at 2605 even, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 59.58 or 0.7% at 6949.23. Amazon within the tech sector was particularly under pressure today as the stock fell as much as 7.4% after Axios reported that President Trump was, quote, obsessed with the company. The report also said Trump wants to, quote, go after Amazon and in particular change the way that they're taxed, or I should say their sales are taxed. And Amazon stock managed to come back and finish with a loss of 4.38% after that earlier weakness. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said that, quote, we have no announcements and no specific policies or actions that we're currently pushing forward now regarding Amazon. Also in tech, Apple declined after Goldman Sachs analysts predicted lower iPhone sales in March and for the June quarter compared to the rest of the street, and they also cut their price target on the stock to $159 from $161. Apple finished lower by 1.1% today. Investors flocked to the traditionally safer assets today, like bonds, pushing the 10-year Treasury yield below 2.8%. On Wednesday, this yield actually hit, or I should say today, this yield hit its lowest level in 7 weeks. And in your commodities markets, oil was down 0.9% at $64.66 a barrel, while gold was down 1.3% at $1,330.20 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks actually showed strength with the Stock 600 index up 0.5%. In Asia, stocks were very weak overnight. The Nikkei was down 1.3%, while the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong finished with a loss of 2.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Merck and Walmart, while the worst performers were Intel and Cisco. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Macy's and Equity Residential, and the worst performers were Concho Resources and Red Hat. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 10 cents at 69.10, CSX down 39 cents at 54.31, AEP up 24 cents at 68.67, Marathon Petroleum down $1.08 at 71.80, AK Steel down 11 cents at 4.28, and Kroger was up 15 cents to finish at 23.62. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
Taking a look at some community events in the region, the MSU Guitar Ensemble and Jazz Combos will present a recital at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, March 29th. The concert takes place in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Morehead State University. Admission is free and the public is invited. Again, that's happening tomorrow night at 7:30.
The Rowan County Extension Office will host an educational program on beekeeping at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. Tammy Horn from the Kentucky Department of Agriculture will be speaking on spring hive maintenance. There is no cost to attend, but pre-registration is required by April 2nd by calling 784-5457. Taking a look at this week's weather forecast, tonight we can have some rainfall accumulating to half an inch, lows around 55 degrees. Tomorrow morning, we can expect some showers, about half an inch of precipitation, and a high around 66. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of rain with some light winds and lows near 43 degrees. Friday morning, it'll be cloudy and a 50% chance of rain and a high of 51. Friday night, it'll be calm with partly cloudy skies and lows around 34. Saturday, it'll be a sunny morning with periods of rain in the afternoon, a high of 62 and a low of 38. Sunday, we can expect some morning clouds and a 60% chance of rain and snow mix that night. A high of 49 and a low of 33 degrees. Current temperatures are 61 degrees in Ashland, 59 degrees in Flemingsburg, 59 degrees in Winchester, 60 degrees in Lexington, 59 degrees in Inez, and 58 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
And that'll do it for us here on Mountain Edition. Today we had help from Chuck Mraz, Kenzie Thompson, Jacob Lindberg, Brian Courtney, Ellen Barnett, Tilden Johnson, Paul Hitchcock, and Greg Jenkins, along with Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Leanne Akers. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Arlo Barnett, WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.